I have a slight cold and my throat hurts. Ladies, please, one at a time. Or was it ladyboys? I guess that's why my throat hurts. This is the Drudge Report for the 9th of May 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and I know I'm pretty, that's why I wear lingerie. Socialism is inherent within American society. I mean, people are expected to share the same land with another 300 million Americans? Blasphemy! It should all be mine. Yet, let's get serious for a second, because the US government sure as hell won't. When you divide the $26 billion spent on so-called green jobs by the Energy Department since 2009 on the 2,298 permanent jobs created, it turns out that $11.45 million was spent per job. Now you know why I hate government. Besides, you ever tried masturbating to Hillary? It's like trying to resuscitate a dead corpse. All hope is lost. I've always wanted to hold my own victory parade. Thousands of the world's hottest women in drag walking down my driveway as I take a cheeky wank behind the stands. However, in Russia they do things a little differently. To commemorate the 68th anniversary of World War II, 11,000 soldiers marched outside the Kremlin to the delight of Putin and his royal scum. Yes, let's all wear fancy military gear because nothing says sexy like a dying economy. This isn't the Cold War. Let's transition back to reality. Syria, no one knows where you are on the map, yet you're such a contentious bastard. Israel have warned the US that Russia plans to sell advanced ground-to-air missile systems to Syria. In addition, Turkey's prime minister has accused the Syrian government of crossing the line by stating, "It is clear the regime has used chemical weapons and missiles." Oh, poor Syria. Why must the world be so harsh? Here, have some sympathy. Oh, wait, I accidentally sent a predator drone. The American Heart Association issued a scientific statement on Thursday saying that owning a pet may help to decrease a person's risk of suffering from heart disease and is linked with lower levels of obesity, blood pressure, and cholesterol. My 500-pound gorilla disagrees. Colorado is set to become the first US state to regulate and tax sales of recreational marijuana after lawmakers approved several bills and set business standards and rules according to a 15% excise tax and a 10% sales tax. Finally, government have figured it out. You spend years beating the drug down when all you had to do was tax it and even profit from the mess. I guess that puts to rest more than 80 years of moral bullshit. Let's talk Iran, because the Iranians sure as hell can't with all the censorship. The soon-to-be World War III false flag attack nation has unveiled a new attack drone which is capable of both surveillance and attack missions. Wait, is that a rubber band-powered glider? It clearly says Toys R Us on the side! The tank isn't even real, it's just a cardboard cutout. But I guess if you take the relativist view on life, everything is smooth runnings. An American man was stabbed outside the US Embassy in Cairo, according to security officials. But don't worry, because Hillary's onto it. She's already working on the cover-up as we speak. London Mayor Boris Johnson has said that British democracy would receive a shot in the arm if the UK were to leave the European Union. For some reason, the human race has this burning desire to centralise itself into one conglomerate mass of sludge. It's too bad people overlook the fact that it's impossible to organise 7 billion people into a coherent structure. Why do you think society is so retarded? No one's to blame but you. According to an insider, season 13 of American Idol plans to axe all four judges as part of a massive makeover. This may be in response to the show's declining viewership. Its ratings are already down 22% this season, and it hit a series low for ratings last Thursday, when it attracted only 11 million viewers. Yet the show is still a huge revenue generator for Fox, bringing in $836 million in ad revenue last year. I would kill for a piece of that pie. Precisely Nicki Minaj, because quote-unquote, she's a stupid hoe. The Department of Health and Human Services have announced Thursday that they will spend $150 million to teach people how to enroll in Obamacare. It's almost like this so-called money grows out of trees. $100 million here, another $50 million there, it's no big deal. Spend, spend, spend. Because living within your means is so anti-seductive. Bitches ain't gonna want you when the guy down the street owns a Lamborghini. Well, technically rents, because he's so far in debt. Tornado activity in the US has hit a 60-year low within the past 12 months. I remember my very first tornado. Of course, the dream didn't last very long, after a hooker stabbed me from doing the Dirty Sanchez all wrong. Don't worry, I'm seeing a psychiatrist next week. Bill Gates. What can I honestly say? I use your operating system because I'm amoral about my hypocrisies. For the fine sum of $30.8 million, Bill Gates has purchased a 500-year-old manuscript penned by the Italian genius Leonardo da Vinci. You know, they say that value is subjective, yet unfortunately stupidity is not. When you become so disillusioned with wealth, you begin playing God. Put your ego down, Gates, or I'll do it for you. Hillary Clinton has accepted a public service award in Beverly Hills, the same day members of Congress investigated the embassy attack in Libya. Spin, spin, spin. The US government sure aren't stupid. Disseminate and degrade. No one loves you. A Minnesota farmer was shocked when the state patrol put down two of their horses after escaping from the farm. "I was shocked, shocked, you know," she said. "They didn't even spend more than 19 minutes trying to catch them." Wait a second, is that my dog in the driveway? what did I say about leaving the house? It's a real shame, but the Americans told me to do it. Amazon are working on a 3D screen for smartphones. No longer will we have to persevere with two dimensions. Oh, the shame in being mediocre. I must innovate. Seriously, who cares? In a poll, 61% of college-age students say they want government to stay out of their lives. Oh, but all those food stamps you rely on, did they come from Jesus? Well, obviously, seeing as how modern education has failed us. Who needs advanced logic when you've got Family Guy? I don't claim to be a genius, just a free thinker. A Nazi-themed production of the Wagner opera Tannhauser, which featured scenes of gas chambers and the execution of a family, has been cancelled after audience members had to receive medical treatment for shock. That one Jewish guy in the crowd had to ruin it for the rest of us. It kind of reminds me of the financial banking system when I think about it. About one in five people who have contracted a new strain of bird flu in China have died, according to a released report from the US. Considering that it beats my chances of ever getting laid, the read is freaking out. In the cable news race, it turns out that the top six rating news programs all derive from the Fox News Network, with O'Reilly smashing 3.38 mil, nearly three times that of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Coming in at last place was My Show, which was banned in all but seven countries. Thank you for your support, North Korea. How you doing, Cuba? This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 9th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and my thighs are so big that I'm going to comfort eat for the next 5 hours. Nice logic, women.